Sybil.
It is a Powerball hump day. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on?
Hump day. Powerball drawing is tonight.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I haven't gotten my tickets yet.
Oh, okay.
But I'm going to go tonight, so I won't have to worry. You know.
But so the period of time between when you buy the tickets and the drawing is very small, so you don't have to stay up all day and just kind of worry about did I get the right numbers.
Yeah. About 6 o'clock.
Six o'clock.
I'm going into an old raggedy convenience store.
Okay.
You know, the kind where I don't want to go to the bathroom.
Right.
And use their bathroom. Mm-hmm. And because I think that that's the best, your best chance in winning is going to
an old out of the way spot
convenience store.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been reading.
You've been doing your homework?
I've been doing my homework. Now, they say that the best chance. Your best chance of winning is not is not playing the quick picks.
Well, I think that's a matter of opinion, but okay.
Okay, here's the reason. Mm-hmm. There are 292.2 million total combinations in the Powerball. The lottery sold 440.2 million tickets last drawing. Mm-hmm. So there's only 292 million combinations, and they sold over 440 million.
Why didn't they get a winner?
Well, here's the reason why. It says they estimate that 200 million duplicate tickets were sold to unsuspecting players, with the vast majority of them being quick picks. So if you could have a quick pick, and they know that's not going to win, so they sell you that. They sold 200 million duplicate tickets with the same combinations.
Now, the other side of that, as far as doing quick picks, is that they say most people choose birth dates.
Yeah.
And so I'm August 20th, so I would pick 8 and 20.
Uh-huh.
But they have, you know, what is it now? The numbers, they've increased the number of choices that you have in the Powerball numbers that you can pick. So a lot of people say by going quick
pick. Like up to 69 is the number?
So if you do
if you limit yourself to quick picks birthdays, that's just the number of days in the month.
Yeah. And somebody who's, you know, born in 2010. So then you pick 8, 20, 10. And it's like, but you don't use the full range of numbers.
So don't use your birthdays.
Well,
Use your birthdays because you limit your choice.
Yeah.
All right.
Unless you're born in, you know, 1969 or, you know, something like that. But you really are going to be limiting yourself.
Okay. So now we know. Avoid quick picks. Avoid birthdays. And what else? Oh, player, you always say that, you know, people say taxes are going to eat most of that up. Well, if you win in New York City, that's so true. New York City has more taxes than any place else in America. And if you win the Powerball, if you win the lottery, you're going to give up more than half.
Oh, my gosh.
Half of that in taxes. More than half. And that's the way it is in New York City, unlike any place else in America. Wow. Okay.
And a lot of people are going across the United States lines. Like, a lot of people coming in from Canada buying their tickets.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're driving in over to Niagara Falls and what have you, and trying to be a part of this as well.
So, all right. Well,
it's going to be interesting. I mean, when you see the numbers of people that, you know, the millions of tickets that they sell within an hour's period of time, today is just going to be off the chain. If we're at 1.5 billion now, just imagine by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock tonight, when they have the drawing, 9 o'clock central, what will the
$1.5 billion. $930 million if you get the payout.
And that's the other question. Do you want the money in one lump sum?
Or do you,
or do
want,
you want the 30 annual years. Payments?
Okay. You figured it out.
I don't know if I figured it out. I just know they got my money. They got me. And it's nice. You know what? One of these things, the positive part about this is it's just nice to dream and just think about what you would do. No?
No.
It
worries me.
It doesn't do it for you.
It worries me.
It doesn't worry me. I just like, what are the chances?
I was trying to have meetings yesterday on
You had your accountant and your lawyer and everybody sitting around figuring out what you were going to do with this.
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking for people. Yeah. I'm looking for people to help me with the school I want. I need educators. I need.
Well, there is that. You know, And the other story that goes along with it is the horrible outcomes of these people who have won the lottos.
Yeah.
That's really, that's, man.
My favorite is the man who goes to the strip club.
Yeah. He had his money in a suitcase in the car.
That's like, my favorite.
Dude.
That's my favorite, yeah. All right. The speech last night, did you see it?
Yeah. Yeah, the president, he said, like a good minister, I won't tarry long. Mm-hmm. I won't keep you here very long. And there's a lot of you want to get back to Iowa.
The speech was record-setting for time. It was only over 1 hour long.
Yeah.
And
he talked about his accomplishments. And he also, kind of looked to the future and where he'd like to see this country go in the next term.
What did he say about guns?
About his executive order and still trying to move closer to some sort of agreement on getting the guns registered.
What do you say about ISIS? About bombing ISIS?
How we are in good shape right now, but, and if you don't believe it, just ask bin Laden we are. The focus last night, though, was everybody was thinking about what are we going to do about ISIS, but, some Marines soldiers got picked up by Iran yesterday in two boats. And so while this is going on, there was a lot of concern about what was going on in the Middle East, but they have been released. But he
ran down his kill count.
No.
And it's, well, you said I got bin Laden.
No, he wasn't braggadocious like in that sense. No, he really wasn't.
I wish he would.
I think there's time for that. And a lot of people think that he talked about the economy, how we're in the best shape that we've been in a very long time, the economy in terms of employment. And I didn't talk about the stock market, but we are in good shape.
He didn't say, hear that, Tavis? Did you hear that, Tavis?
No,
we
got none of that. We got none of that. No. But it's going to be an interesting year to see how the president, what he would like to see. And one of the most heartfelt moments was when he said he's going to continue the fight against cancer and how the vice president is going to be in charge of that. And, of course, the vice president having lost his oldest son.
All right.
To cancer.
Well, he hits the road. He's going to do a victory tour. He's going to Omaha.
He starts in Omaha.
And Baton Rouge.
Yeah.